My favorite hope of Christianity. December 6, 2023. This is my second readout from the same day. That's happened before, but not often. And this is going to be much shorter than the last one. It was inspired by me playing a YouTube video of Glenn, somebody I miss his last name, and Max Lucado. I just kind of stumbled across it and went through it. And they had a brief discussion about hope at the end, and I realized that I had an addition to the normal expectations that Christians have for hope that are usually announced. You know, obviously we have a hope in eternal life, we have a hope in eternal peace for ourselves, we have a hope of meeting God or meeting Jesus, being accepted into the kingdom of God. But I would say that there is one more generic sort of overarching form of hope that we have that I think will also make more sense to people who don't get all that, who are not Christian, who are not fully able to understand Jesus, Jesus's message, maybe even have never heard of any of this. And that is very simply a hope in that there is something out there, infinite size, that is genuinely able to establish that good is good. Bringing that down out of the sky for a second, what I mean by that is when you make a decision to do something that, well, it may not be the most comfortable thing for you to do in the world, but we call it good. What do we mean by that? Cultures define good differently. And we've got a lot of cultures in the world. But I think most of the cultures would generally agree things like telling the truth are usually good. Things like giving more than you receive are usually good. Things like giving someone something when they are in need is generally considered good. But if you don't believe in any power, it is very risky, I think, that you may end up deciding that good is good for me. Whatever I can get is good. And there's a risk of that. The fact that we actually think about that as most of us, I think, anyway, consider that bad, to think everything for me, everyone for himself is good. The fact that we think that is bad has to come from somewhere. I won't get into the argument about whether that proves God or not, because I think you can't prove something that's based on faith. That's another point, another subject. You can't prove it because proof is also subjective. like I said, another tangent there. But without that, we can, I think, understand that if there is something out there that defines good consistently and rewards good consistently, in some way, then there is value in being, quote-unquote, good. And I think we could further agree that if there is value in being good, and good has a habit of making the world a better place or a more comfortable place, a happier place for us to live, then that itself is good. And that is a hope. And I believe that Christians, I mean, other religions have this too, but I think Christians have that as a hope. And I wanted to put that out as a readout because I don't think it's talked about directly very often, but I think it's a very important thing to explain. The anchoring of Christianity to the idea of good, I think, is beneficial abstractly and specifically to humankind by making us encouraged to do things that make the world a better place. Now, I wonder if everybody will agree with that, but I believe it, and I believed it for a long time, and I do believe that good is good. I'm laughing there because there's a song by John Anderson and Vangelis that actually said, all in this life, let's see, how does it say? All that is good in this life is good, good is good. That's actually a series of lines in a song. I don't remember the name of the song. I think I remember the name of the song or the name of one of the artists. One of the two is hard for me to pronounce. But anyway, that's this readout in total.